愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
下午我们来学习的题目是：你是否心怀二意
？This afternoon, our topic of mutual encouragement is: Are you double-minded？
不久之前我看过一个动画。
Not long ago, I saw an animation。
是这样讲的。
It is on what it depicts。
有一只小老鼠要去排队。
So there is this little mouse, he is lining up.
在他面前有两条队，两条龙，两条 line up.
Also, before this mouse, there is two line up.
前面都有很多老鼠在排队。
And there are many mouse in the lines to line up.
因为他们要办事情，有两个柜位。
So they had to do things, they had to be in their place.
那这个小老鼠呢，就在想了，到底我要排哪一边比较好？
So this mouse ponders upon himself, which line should I go?
他就拿不定主意。
So it could not decide.
看到这条队好像比较快。
So he saw one of the line, it seems that it's moving faster.
他就过去。
So it went over there.
就过去之后呢，发觉好像有点慢。
And when he is there, he saw that the line is kind of slow.
隔壁那一条好像比较快。
The other line seems to be moving faster.
所以他想说，我还是改变，我去隔壁那一条。
So he said, maybe I'll change lines, I'll go to the other line.
但是很奇怪，他每次选的改了之后，那一条都变得比较慢。
But it's so strange that whichever line he goes to, that line becomes slower.
所以他就一直在两条龙、两条队伍当中呢，摇摆不定。
So he is couldn't decide between these two lines.
最后呢，他就看说，我要再转一次。
So finally he said, let's change line again.
那在他走过去的中间的时候呢，这个龙这条队呢办完事情了，没有人了，他就关掉了。
So when it goes to the other line, the line that he left it closes, so that line is ended.
他爬了过去，觉得说，哎呀，这个窗关了，那我怎么办？应该要回去。结果过去的时候，另外一个也关了。
So while he's in the middle way, he saw that the other line is closed. That what should I do? That should go there, but he ended up the other line also closes.
所以他排队排了一整天，一直换，到最后事情都没有办到。
So he changed line continuously, and then at the end he could not do anything.
那为什么呢
？How come?
因为他很犹疑。
Because he is very hesitant.
他排在这一队的时候呢，又想到对面可能比较好。
When he was lining on this line, he thought that maybe the other one would be better.
真的过得去了，又后悔，又想要回头。
And when he went over there, he regretted it and he wanted to go back.
我们有没有时候会有这样的心理状态？
Are we like that sometimes in our hearts?
没有来加拿大就很想来。
Before we came to Canada, we really want to come.
来了又觉得这里不好，又很想回去。
When we're here, we thought this is not good, I want to go back.
回去了又觉得空气不好，还是加拿大好一点。
When I went back, I thought the air is not that good. Canada is better.
搬了回来了，又觉得这里税实在太重了，这个怎么办
？And when you're here, you thought that the tax is heavy. What to do?
到最后两边都好像不好。
And finally, at the end, you thought that both sides are not good.
其实我们生活当中常常都会有犹豫不决的时候。
So a lot of times we are double-minded.
有一些买东西了很痛苦，很挣扎，到底要买这个买那个。
Sometimes people struggle when they buy stuff. Do I buy this or buy that?
圣经说有一种人很难得到神的祝福。
The Bible says there's a kind of person that it's very hard for them to receive the blessing of God.
我们看雅各书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter
1. 雅各书的第一章。
James, chapter 1.
第五节。
James, chapter 1, verse 5.
雅各书一章的五节。
James, chapter 1, verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。第六节。
6.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。第七节。
7.
这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。第八。
8.
心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
5-8. If any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to you. 6. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. 8. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his way.
这几节圣经说，有一种人很难从神那边得到什么？
These few verses tell us that this type of person, it's very hard for him to receive blessing from God.
是说你想都不要想，如果你是这种人的话，那你想都不用想。
If you are this type of person, don't even think about asking.
这什么人呢？
What kind of person?
这是疑惑的人。
The kind of person that doubts.
什么叫疑惑的人呢？
What does it mean?
他也不是不信。
It's not that he doesn't believe.
如果完全不信，根本就不会来。
If he did not believe completely, then he wouldn't even come.
啊，他也信。
He believes.
有点信。
He believes a little bit.
但是来了又有点信不下去。
But when he comes, it's hard for them to believe completely.
你叫他要有信心，要靠神呢，他靠不下去。
You ask him to believe in God, trust in God, he could not trust in God completely.
每一样事情啊，都打问号。
Everything that he is in, he put a question mark.
好，我们当然有时候有疑问要问，当然也不是不好的事情。
Of course, sometimes when you have questions to ask, that's not a bad thing.
但是如果一个人啊疑问太多
，But if a person has so many questions,
对神疑问太多
，Towards God has so many questions,
对别人疑问太多
，Towards people has so many questions,
这种人呢、啊、很难得到神的祝福。
This kind of people is hard for him to receive blessing from God.
啊，为什么？
How come?
因为他没有信心。
Because he doesn't have faith.
没有信心的结果呢，就会心怀恶意。
When he doesn't have faith, the result is that he will become double-minded.
就是拿不定主意，看这个好还是那个好。
That he cannot set his mind whether this or that.
为什么一个人会没有办法拿定主意呢？
Why is that someone is unable to decide?
第一就是最主要原因是缺少信心。
First one, the first reason is that he lacks wisdom.
他对自己没信心。
He lacks faith, he don't have faith.
他对自己的选择没有办法相信。
He lacks faith in himself that he cannot believe in his choice.
做什么选择都可能自己可能做错了。
He felt that whatever he decides, he could be wrong.
第二呢，他对神也没信心。
Secondly, he doesn't have faith in God.
他自己不懂没关系，他要靠神呢，他也没有办法去靠神。
If he did not know, then it's okay, but he cannot even rely on God.
所以这种人呢、啊，这里圣经所说的，好像。海里的风浪翻腾不定。
Here the Bible describes this kind of person as wave in the sea tossed and fall by the wind.
做什么事情呢都改来改去的。
Whatever he does, he changes his mind.
没有定见。
No set opinion.
到最后一辈子注定失败。
And at the end, he's set to fail.
得不了神的祝福。
He cannot receive blessing from God.
那为什么会这样？
How come?
啊，就是因为他缺乏信心。
Because he lacks faith.
那有人呢、啊？有什么时候会怀疑呢
？So when will people start to doubt?、
啊、我们来看看几种的不同的例子。
Let's see a few different type of examples.
有一些人呢、啊，在信主的事情上面呢，很犹疑，拿不定主意。
Some people is very doubtful in the matter of believing in the Lord.
啊，他没有办法完全的相信主，把自己交托给主。
He cannot completely believe and rely on God.
啊，他来教会听道理听了很久了。
They come to believe in the church and listen to the truth for a long time.
他也相信有神。
They believe there is God.
但是就拿不去那个决心啊，去洗礼，要来完全的归信主。
But they cannot take out the determination to be baptized to completely believe.
保罗啊，在信主之前，他是犹太教很热心的。
Paul, before he believed in the Lord, he is one zealous in the Jewish religion.
他去逼迫基督徒。
He persecuted Christians.
还要把他们抓在监牢里面。
He even put them in jail.
主耶稣很爱他。
But Lord Jesus loves him.
去拣选他。
So the Lord chose him.
在往大马士革的路上，光照了他。
And while he was on his way to Damascus, the light was shone upon him.
他变成眼瞎了。
He was one that he was blinded.
他听到主耶稣的声音。
He heard the voice of the Lord.
问他扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Asking Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
扫罗说，你是谁呀
？And Saul asked, Who are you?
我说是你所逼迫的耶稣啊。
And then the voice answered, I am Lord, I am Jesus who you're persecuting.
那现在要怎么做呢
？And Saul asked, What should I do?
你现在去找亚拿尼亚，他要告诉你怎么做。
The voice answered, "Now go see Ananias, and he will give you instructions."
结果呢，他就去找亚拿尼亚。
So he went and seek out Ananias.
亚拿尼亚告诉他，主要用你。
And Ananias told him that the Lord will have use of you.
但是扫罗还有点犹疑。
But Saul is doubting.
虽然他相信了。
Although he believed.
他不是很想洗礼。
He didn't want to be baptized.
有点犹疑，有点犹疑。
It is some doubt.
我们看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 22.
十六节。
22:16.
22章十六节。
Act 22:16.
22章16节。
Act 22:16.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪啊。
16. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.
亚拿尼亚跟他讲，你在等什么呢？
Hananiah asked him, what are you waiting for?
为什么一个人会等？
Why is someone waiting?
因为还在想。
Because he is thinking.
到底要还是不要？
Do I want this or do I not?
保罗这个时候他已经得了主耶稣的医治了。
Paul now received the healing from Lord Jesus.
他眼睛也好了。
His eyes is healed.
他也得到主耶稣给他的启示，说以后要用他去传福音。
He also received the revelation from the Lord that he will be preaching the gospel.
那扫罗呢？保罗呢？又得了圣灵。
And Saul also received the Holy Spirit.
他觉得我什么都有了。
He felt that he had everything.
那还需要真的是要受洗吗？
Do I really need to be baptized?
他还在等。
He's still waiting.
真的有需要吗？
Do you need to wait?
亚拿尼亚就告诉他。
So Ananias told him,
你在等什么？
What are you waiting for?
你既然都已经领受了神的恩典，
If you receive the grace of God already,
领受了真理，
If you receive the truth,
眼睛打开，
If your eyes are open,
被圣灵充满，
If you are filled by the Holy Spirit,
那么为什么还不受洗？
Why are you baptizing?
你要求告他的名受洗，
You have to call on his name and be baptized,
把你的罪洗去啊，
To wash away your sin.
这节圣经很重要，
This Bible verse is very important.
跟一般基督教界的想法不一样，
It's very different from the Christian world.
一般的基督教的讲法是你信主的时候罪就得赦了。
Ordinary Christian belief is that when you believe, your sins are forgiven.
你相信耶稣，你悔改，你罪就得赦了。
When you believe in the Lord, when you repent, your sins are forgiven.
你就重生了。
And you are reborn.
耶稣救了你了。
The Lord has saved you.
这是一般基督教界的想法。
That's the ordinary belief of the Christian world.
但是圣经讲得很清楚。
But the Bible is very clear.
你的罪是什么时候被赦免的呢？
When are your sins forgiven?
不是在你信耶稣的时候。
It's not when you believed.
不是在你悔改的时候。
It's not when you have repented.
是在你洗礼的时候。
It's when you are baptized.
如果你信了但是不洗礼，
If you believed and you did not baptize,
或者是你接受的洗礼跟圣经的不一样，
or if you receive baptism that's different from what it is recorded in the Bible,
对不起，你的罪在神面前还没有赦免。
Sorry, before God, your sins are not forgiven.
所以你犹豫什么呢？
So why are you waiting for?
听了道理，
when you heard the truth,
接受了真理，
when you accepted the truth,
起来求告他的名受洗，
get up and call his name and be baptized,
洗去你的罪，
to wash away your sin.
这个就是神最大的恩典。
That is the greatest blessing from God.
还犹豫什么？
What are you waiting for?
还等什么？
What are you waiting for?
如果你来了教会很久，
If you come to the church for a long time,
当了慕道者当很久了，
You've been a true seeker for a long time,
当了老慕道者很久了，
You become an old true seeker for a long time.
什么叫老慕道者？
What does it mean that you are an old true seeker?
大家都很熟的了。
We are so familiar with each other.
甚至都有帮忙圣工啊。
You have already started helping out holy work.
在大家中间根本觉得说你根本是我们中的一员呢。
Among us, you are almost one of us.
那其实是还没有洗礼。
But you haven't been baptized.
其实是还没有洗礼，在灵里面还没有属于主。
So when you are not baptized, in the spirit you have not belonged to the Lord.
不要再拖。
Don't wait, don't linger.
拿起决心。
Take out your determination.
赶快接受主的救恩。
And immediately receive the salvation of the Lord.
有一些人以为说我还有很多机会。
Some people think that I still have opportunity.
还可以再等。
I can still wait.
今年不洗，下一次可以再洗。
I don't want to be baptized this year. I can wait next year.
今年明年不洗，后年还可以再洗。
Next year over this still next year.
我现在还年轻，等我玩够了以后再洗礼。
I'm still young. Let me have some fun, and I can baptize later.
等我退休的时候再来洗。
I can come when I am retired.
不一定有机会。
You might not have the opportunity.
真的，主耶稣给你有机，今年有机会，不代表明年有机会。
Truly, when you have opportunity today, it doesn't mean that you have opportunity tomorrow.
所以，如果我们今天接受了福音
，So today if we receive the gospel,
不要再犹豫了。
Don't hesitate.
等什么呢
？What are you waiting for?
好的东西为什么还要再等
？There's good things for you. What are you waiting for?
信耶稣基督。
Believe in Christ.
主耶稣赦去我们的罪。
Lord Jesus, forgive our sin.
让我们有新的生命。
So that we can have a new life.
新的盼望。
A new hope.
不需要再犹豫。
Don't wait.
赶快决定。
Decide immediately.
这个就是不要犹豫了。
So don't hesitate.
那我们信了主之后
，After we believe in the Lord,
也不要再犹豫。
We also shouldn't be doubting and hesitating.
是让我们洗了礼的。
Even though we are baptized,
但是有时候我们在信仰上还有在犹豫。
But sometimes in our faith, we are still having some hesitancy.
我们来看列王记上。
Let's turn to First King.
列王记上的十八章。
First King chapter 18.
二十一节。
18 verse 21.
列王记上十八章二十一节。
First King 18 verse 21.
十八章二十一节。
18:21.
以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持恶意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
21, and Elijah came to all people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
当时以色列的百姓不是没有信仰。
At that time, the people of Israel is not that they don't have a faith.
他们也是有信仰。
They also have a faith.
他们也拜耶和华。
They also worship the Lord.
在会幕里面，在神的会幕里面有献祭。
In the tabernacles, they also give offerings.
但是他们又同时的拜很多别的神。
Yet at the same time, they also worship a lot of other gods.
包括巴利。
Including Baal,
亚瑟拉
Ashtoreth,
所以在宗教上面，在信仰上面很乱。
So in their faith, in their religion, it's very chaotic.
啊，人的这种心态，东西越多越好。
So people's style is that the more the merrier.
啊，神也是嘛，神是保护你的，那多几个神来保护不是更好吗
？So towards God, they thought of the saying that if I have more gods to protect me, isn't that better?
所以以色列百姓就是对神方面的心怀恶意。
So towards worshipping God, the people of Israel have two opinions in their head.
以利亚被神差遣去将百姓的心转回。
Elijah was sent by God to turn the heart of the people.
他要告诉百姓一件事情。
He wanted to tell the people one thing.
今天你们心怀恶意还要到什么时候呢
？Today you have two opinions in your mind. When will you wait until?
如果你要拜真神耶和华，你就好好去拜。
If you want to worship the true God, the Lord, you worship Him completely.
如果巴利是神，你就去拜巴利。
If Baal is God, then follow Him.
你不能两个在里面中间说啊，两个都要。
You cannot say I want to have both.
然后呢，心中的对哪一个都不尊敬。
Then you become not faithful to either one.
啊，今天我们可能不会去拜偶像。
So today we might not go and worship idols.
但是我们信了神了，有没有真正的专一的去侍奉这位神
？But when we believe in God, do we Full-heartedly worship Him.
会不会心中有神，但是心中也有偶像
？But is it in our heart we have both God and other idols?
什么叫偶像
？What is idols?
你看的跟神一样重要的，就是你的偶像。
When you see that thing as important as God in your heart, then that becomes your idol.
基本上就是这个世界。
It basically is the world.
这个世界很吸引你。
This world is very attractive to you.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter
2,
chapter 2, verse 15.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
First John chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
2:15.
不要爱世界和世上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
这句圣经讲得很好。
This Bible verse is very good.
你心中爱的是什么？
What do you love in your heart?
你只能够爱一个人。
You can only love one thing.
虽然全世界有很多的人。
Although this world has so many people.
但是你只能够爱一个人。
You can only love one person.
如果你很爱你的配偶。
If you really love your spouse.
你就不会去爱别的异性。
You wouldn't love other opposite sex.
你的心完全不会转到他们身上。
Your heart will not even be upon these people.
但是有一天你爱了别人呢。
But if one day you love another person,
你回来对你的异性的或你的配偶的态度就会改变。
Then your attitude towards your spouse will change.
这个很自然的。
That's very natural.
如果有一天你发觉你配偶的态度对你跟从前不一样了。
If you one day discover the attitude of your spouse is different from before,
他对你那个眼神哦，跟你以前认识他的不一样。
The eyes that he look at you, he look at you differently.
他不太喜欢跟你讲话了。
He doesn't want to talk to you that much.
不太喜欢回家了。
He doesn't want to go home that much.
你不用问了，一定是出了问题。
You don't have to ask. Something happened.
他心中可能有了别人。
Maybe in his heart he has someone else.
因为有了别人，你就不会爱你的配偶。
So when you have someone else, you cannot love your spouse.
你爱配偶就不会爱别人。
If you love your spouse, you won't love other people.
同样，圣经这里说的。
So similarly, the Bible says.
人如果爱世界。
If a person loves the world,
你爱父的心是不会在他里面的。
Then the love of the Father is not in him.
你很爱世界。
If you really love the world,
很爱钱，很爱赚钱。
If you really love making money, you really love money.
你没有办法爱神的。
You cannot love God.
你可以牺牲神，牺牲聚会的时间去赚钱。
You can sacrifice God, sacrifice the time of worshiping to make more money.
因为爱钱比较多。
Because you love money more.
你很爱你的儿女。
If you really love your children.
礼拜六安息日还排他学什么学什么
On Saturday you still arrange them to study this and that
那你来到教会你的心不在教会的
And when you come to the church your heart is not in the church
你一直看手表哇什么时候结束了
You always look at the watch and see when is the service ending
等一下还要赶去哪里
I still need to go to this and that.
传道还为什么还讲那么久？
Why is the preacher taking so long?
赶快结束啊！
Please end.
对不对？心不在这里的。
Your heart is no longer here.
你爱神。
If you love God,
你就不会爱别的。
Then you won't love other things.
所以我们不要犹豫。
So we should not hesitate.
既然大家选择了要信主。
If we have decided to believe in the Lord,
我们自己的选择没人逼我们的。
This is our own choice. Nobody has forced you.
我们也知道信主的好处。
And we have also known the benefits, the merits of believing God.
就告诉自己，这一辈子我要好好的去爱神。
Then in your heart, say to yourself, this my whole life, I want to love God.
不要很爱神，但是又很想去爱世界。
You cannot be in the case where you love God and love other things.
到最后了，两边在挣扎。
At the end, you struggle in between.
得不到平安。
You cannot have peace.
得不到满足。
You cannot receive fulfillment.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
有一些人会在信靠神啊，靠神上面会犹豫。
Some people will also become doubtful when they are in the matter of trusting in God.
我们看雅各书的第一章啊。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
第一章的第二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
刚刚那段话的背景其实从第二节开始就讲了。
So the background of what the phrase that we just read in James started in verse 2.
一章的二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
To my brethren, count it all joys when you fall into various trials.
因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So you know in that testing of your faith produce patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
有时候我们会遇到百般的试炼。
Sometimes we will meet up with various trials.
信耶稣之后不一定那么顺利。
After we believe in Christ, it might not be success all the way.
我们布道会都会把信耶稣讲得很好，要平安啊，要喜乐，主耶稣会祝福带领啊。
In evangelical service, we'll say that believing the Lord is so good because the Lord will give you peace and guide.
但是有时候事实呢？发生的事情呢，会跟你想象的相反。
But in reality, it's very different from what you have imagined.
为什么突然间失去了工作
？How come suddenly I lost my job？
为什么突然间我遇到我的财务的危机
？How come I face a financial crisis？
为什么突然间我得了癌症
？Or how come I contracted cancer？
为什么遇到逼迫考验
？How come I receive persecutions and trials？
不是信主有平安吗
？Aren't I supposed to receive peace？
信主是有平安的。
Of course, you have peace.
但是有时候我们会落在百般的试炼。
But sometimes we fall into various trials.
这个时候呢，人就会怀疑。
At this time, people will doubt.
哎呀，我真的要信吗
？Do I really want to believe?
真的要信下去吗
？Do I really want to believe to the end?
你看，很多没有信的，我的同事、同学、朋友，生活还不是过得好的。
All these people that I know, my friends and my coworkers, and their life is good, even though they don't believe.
我的信的主呢？反而考那么多不好的事情发生。
Now after I believe in the Lord and all these things started to happen,
那个心呢就开始不稳了。
Then your heart becomes unstable.
有很多疑问了。
You have a lot of questions and
doubts. 这个时候呢就犹疑了。
And at this time you become doubtful.
所以这个时候雅各长老说你要有信心。
But at this time, Elder James says you need to have faith.
你遇到考验，人生的考验的时候
，when you face the trials of life,
你要求神给你智慧。
You need to ask God to give you wisdom.
让你看破这个事情考验背后的原因
，so that you can see through the purpose and the meaning behind those trials.
在考验当中不要怀疑神。
So that in those trials you do not doubt God.
我们知道彼得曾经走在海面上。
We know that Peter once walked upon the sea.
主耶稣跟他讲。你走过来。
The Lord said to him, "Come to me."
那个时候，主耶稣显现给他们看。
Because at that time,
走在海上。
The Lord manifested to them that he was able to walk on water.
彼得跟主耶稣说。
Then Peter said to Lord Jesus,
如果是你。
If it is you, Lord,
你叫我也走过去你那边。
You can also make me walk towards you.
那主耶稣说来啊，你就走过来。
So the Lord said, "Come."
那彼得就开始走过去了。
So Peter started to walk over.
一开始还走得很稳的。
At first he is stable.
但是后来发生一件事情。
But later something happened.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
第十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
马太十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
第三十节。
14 verse 30.
马太十四章三十节。
Matthew 14 verse 30.
只因见风甚大，就害怕，正要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
30. When he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!"
耶稣赶紧拉着他的手，说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
哇，这句话让我们醒过来。
So this word made us awake.
耶稣跟彼得讲的话也是跟我们讲的话。
What Lord Jesus spoke to Peter is also speaking to us.
彼得本来看着主耶稣在走海面。
Peter originally saw Lord Jesus walking on the water.
是走得很稳的。
He was firm.
不会有问题的。
There's no problem.
因为如果有问题，第一步就有问题了。
Because if there's a problem, the first step he took, there'll be problem.
如果第一步没有问题。
But if first step, there's no problem.
他一直走下去也不会有问题。
If he continued to walk there, there wouldn't be any problem.
但是彼得走了很多步之后。
But after taking several steps.
他的眼睛就没有看主耶稣。
His eyes no longer on Lord Jesus.
他的眼睛就看那个风浪。
His eyes saw the waves.
哇，那个风浪那么高，一个浪这样拍过来。
All these waves are so high coming towards him.
可能你看看那个船，船都快摇晃了，快倒了。
Maybe he saw the boat that the boat is wavering.
所以他不看耶稣，看风浪的时候。
But when he did not put his eye upon Jesus, when he put his eye upon the waves,
他都开始怀疑了。
He started to doubt.
哎呀，真的可以走海的吗？
Can I really walk on water?
会不会等一下掉下去？
Would I just sink in?
他一想会不会掉下去的时候，马上掉下去。
And the moment that he thought about this, he started to sink.
人啊，想什么就会出现什么。
So what you think that thing will happen?
你想说，我靠神一定可以成功的，就一定会成功。
When you think to yourself that if I believe in God, I'll be okay, and this will happen.
你对神怀疑。
If you doubt God,
你对自己也怀疑。
If you doubt yourself,
你就马上沉下去。
Then you start to sink.
还好你会抓住他，彼得抓住主耶稣，救我，救我。
But good thing he stretched out to Lord Jesus and asked for help.
不然彼得会提早死。
Or else Peter would have died early.
这个不叫殉道啊，他不是在传福音啊。
That's not being martyred.
那个叫淹死，这个叫淹死。
Then he will be drowned to death.
淹死在主耶稣身边，太可惜了。
He drowned beside Lord Jesus.
会成为十二个门徒第一个死掉的。
He'll become the first one to die among all the 12 disciples.
还比犹大早一点。
It's even before Judah.
不是很冤枉吗？这样。
Would that be sad?
为什么？
How come?
自己怀疑。
Because he started to doubt.
对耶稣没信心。
When he lose faith in Lord Jesus.
对自己看到的主耶稣也没信心。
When he lose faith in what he saw in Lord Jesus.
所以有时候我们是自己吓自己。
So a lot of times we bring fear upon ourselves.
我们不需要这样。
We don't need to do that.
在我们的面前有神啊。
Before us, there is God.
我们要抓住神的应许。
We to grab onto the promise of God.
是主耶稣叫他走下去的，你就抓住这句话。
Because it is Lord Jesus that asked him to walk towards him, you have to grab onto this saying.
主耶稣不沉下去，你也不会沉下去。
If the Lord will not sink in, you also will not sink in.
第一步没有沉下去，走到底也不会沉下去。
If the first step you take, you did not sink, then the last step you take, you wouldn't sink.
这个就是我们需要的信心。
That's the faith that we need to have.
你有没有完全的信靠神？
Are you able to completely believe in God?
有时候呢，我们很相信专家。
Sometimes we really believe in the experts.
很相信别人的经验。
We really believe in other people's experience.
很相信我们的理智。
We believe in our own logic.
但是我们不相信神的应许。
But we don't believe in the promise of Lord.
所以呢，这边摇摆不定。
So we become a double-minded.
啊，这次我去俄罗斯认识一个工人。
This time when I went to Russia, I met up with a worker.
跟我分享他们家很多的见证。
He shared a lot of testimonies from his household.
他本身是一个在中国的时候是一个脑科的医师，老外科，帮人家开脑的。
So when he was in China, he was a brain surgeon.
啊，那后来移民到俄罗斯。
And later on, he immigrated to Russia.
就是说拣选他进入了真教会。
The Lord chose him, and he entered into True Jewish Church.
全家都在主的恩典当中。
And his whole family is within the Lord.
啊，那到十年前呢，那时候呢，他已经有一个女儿了。
And 10 years before, he had a daughter already.
那时候他大女儿18岁。
So his older daughter is 18 years old.
哇，然后很奇妙。
Very miraculous.
有一天，他太太发觉自己怀孕了。
And one day, the wife discovered that she's pregnant.
啊，这个太太当时候呢，已经44岁了。
At that time, the wife is already 44 years old.
所以姐妹们还有机会啊。
So all the sisters, you still have a chance.
啊，所以老大跟老二差18岁。
So the oldest one and the youngest one is 18 years apart.
So 这个姐妹跟她的太太，这个弟兄跟她太太已经44岁。
So the brother and the sister, they're both 44.
哇，吓了一跳，44岁来第二个。
So they were shocked that when they're 44, they're having a second child.
当然这是意外嘛。
Of course, that's an accident.
其实在人看来是意外，在神呢，这是神的安排。
So in people we see it as an accident, but in God, that's God's arrangement.
他自己当医生的知道，年纪那么大。怀孕肯定有问题。
He himself, as a doctor, know that there's some problem with that, being so old and being deceived.
带他回北京啊，做很多的检查。
So he took the wife to Beijing and did a lot of checkups.
医生给他验血。
So the doctor did blood testing.
做 B 超。
Ultrasound.
结论就是说，你这个孩子非常高的机会有问题。
The result is that the conclusion is that there's high probability that your child will have some problem.
建议直接拿掉。
So the suggestion is just take the child out.
那么你总不想说44岁还要生一个畸形的吗？
So you don't.
畸形的还有以后有问题的吗？
You don't want to be that when you're 44 years old, you have to take care of unhealthy, unnormal baby.
但是这位弟兄跟他的太太，他知道我们信主的人不能打胎。
But the brother and sister, they both know that as a believer, they cannot have abortion.
打胎就是等于杀人。
When you abort a child, you're killing that child.
不应该这样做的。
You cannot do that.
但是心里也很害怕生出一个不正常的。
And you're afraid that they will give birth to a normal baby.
他们只有一个选择。
So they only have one choice.
就是靠神呢。
They can only rely upon God.
神说不能打胎啊。
Because God said you cannot abort.
但是只能靠神把他生下来了。
So you can only rely upon God to give birth to that child.
两夫妻每天在家里拼命祷告。
So the husband and wife every day they pray to God.
那交托给你啊。
They ask God that, Lord, unto you I entrust these things.
医生跟他说要做羊膜穿刺。
And the doctor said that they had to do some checkup and see the inside the womb.
那弟兄说不用刺了。
And the brother said no need for any checkup.
刺来做什么？又不能打胎。
What's the point of checking out? Because we won't abort.
交托给神。
So we just entrust them to God.
这样祷告。
And they prayed.
哇，这个日子满足了。
And when the time has come,
生下来的 baby.
They gave birth to a baby.
哇，又是女的。
It's another daughter.
很开心。
Very happy.
很正常。
Very healthy.
一点问题都没有。
There's not any problem.
现在已经长大10岁了。
And now that child is 10 years old.
10岁了，差不多跟我一样高。
And when she's 10 years old, she is as tall as me.
又很会打篮球。
And she's a very good basketball player.
很聪明，讲国语，讲俄文。
Very smart. She can speak Mandarin and Russian.
有很好的记忆力。
She has good memory.
看过东西都不会忘记。
Whatever she sees, she won't forget.
问这个小女孩，你以后做什么？
So when I asked this little child, what do you want to do when you grow up?
我以后做医生，跟我爸爸一样。
She said, I want to become a doctor, just like my father.
爸爸这个老年得女儿，中年得女儿，哇，好高兴。
So this daughter that he got in his mid age, he's very happy.
女儿都10岁，他说宝宝，宝宝过来，抱抱抱。
And when the daughter is 10 years old, he always goes to father, father, I want a hug.
太开心了。
So joyful.
那神的恩典。
That's the grace of Lord.
神的恩典有时候经过考验才给你的。
Sometimes the grace of Lord is given to you after a trial.
但是你遇到考验的时候，你犹疑了。
But when you're experiencing those trials, when you have doubt,
你信不下去了。
When you cannot believe anymore,
你改变主意了。
When you change your mind,
损失的是你自己。
Then the one that's losing out is you.
所以我们对神的信靠不能怀疑。
So towards our trust towards God.We cannot doubt.
再来我们讲第三点。
And the third point.
遇到困难的时候，做事情困难的时候，也不能怀疑。
When we face troubles in doing things, we also cannot doubt.
我们做事情啊，有时候会遇到困难。
When we face things, when we do things, we have sometimes we meet our troubles.
有时候我们遇到困难的时候会怀疑。
Sometimes when we face these troubles, we will doubt.
为什么会怀疑呢
？Why do we doubt?
第一，我们会怀疑，因为。这个事情的困难度比想象的大。
So the first reason that we doubt because we see that the degree of trouble that come out of this thing is so much greater than what we had imagined.
所以说呢，想象这个事情难度只有5，但是到最后变9。
So for example, if something's difficulty level is 5, but it ends up being a 9.
你就会怀疑了。哎呀，那能够做下去吗？
Then we start to doubt will we be able to continue.
或者是你自己本身的力量。你高估了，你也会怀疑。
Or if you have overestimated your strength, then you will doubt.
所以困难比较大，自己也比较小，哇，那就走不下去了。
When the trouble is great and yourself is small, then you thought that you cannot go on.
当时以色列百姓出了迦南地之后几个月，就到迦南的门口了。
In the time when the people, Israelites, got out of Egypt and about to enter into the land of Canaan.
按照神的计划的，原本的计划的，就是几个月走完之后，就直接进迦南的了。
And God's original plan is that after a few months in the desert, they will enter into the land of Canaan.
但是百姓就有犹疑。
But the people started to doubt.
然后就要派一些探子去看。
So they sent a few spies to take a look.
好了，就派啊，要派就派啊。
So sure, they sent a few, a dozen spies.
有时候了，事情是这样啊，知道越多啊，就是怎么样？想的就越多。
So that's the things with all difficult things that the more you know, the more you started to doubt.
如果不知道那么多啊，就很单纯的就冲啊，然后就进去了嘛，对不对
？If you did not know that much, if you just simple-minded, you just go and went in.
哇，知道很多了，哇，看到对方有那个探子回报，那个情报收到了。
And when the spy went in and came back with the report, we have all the information.
那情报是怎么样的呢
？What is the report?
我们看民数记的十三章。
Let's go to Numbers chapter 13.
十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
第二三十二节。
13 verse 32.
十三章的三十二节。
13 verse 32.
探子中有人论到那窥探之地，向以色列人报恶信，说我们所窥探经过之地是吞噬居民之地。我们在那里所看见的人民都身量高大，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我们自看自己啊，就好像蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
32 And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature.There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
为什么他们那时候怀疑呢
？So why did they doubt?
其实他们怀疑，就是因为他们看到的，困难度很大。
They doubted because they saw the degree of difficulties that they will experience.
进去迦南没有想象中那么容易。
The process of entering into Canaan is not as easy as what they had thought.
原来里面有人啊。
That there is people inhabitants inside.
不是空的，那个地不是空的。
That land is not an empty land.
还有这个地里面的人呢，很高大。
And the people of the land, they are giants.
所以困难度比想象的高，自己的能力比想象中低。
So the difficulty is great and that they are small.
所以就犹豫了。
So they started to doubt.
不想进去了。
They don't want to go in.
不敢进去了。
They're afraid to go in.
拒绝进去了。
They refuse.
结果呢
？What happened?
神说好，那就不要进去了。
So God said, "Fine, you don't go in."
多绕四十年。
So you just wander around for 40 years.
受苦的也是他们自己。
And they suffered themselves.
如果他们那时候很单纯
，If at that time they're just simple-minded,
不管那什么了，就冲啊
！Don't worry about anything, just go in.
靠神啊。
Trust in God.
反正不会打也靠神呢。
Even though they cannot fight, they just trust in God.
又不是我们自己打，是靠神在打嘛。
It is not that they're fighting; it is God that fight for them.
神绝对不会带他们进去给迦南人杀死。
God will not take them in so that they'll be killed by the Canaanites.
一定什么神迹都拿出来，一定是搞定的。
And if God take out His mighty power and miracles, then all things will be taken care of.
到最后就提早四十年得到福气。
And at the end, they can receive the blessing 40 years ahead of time.
但是呢，人如果犹疑了。
But if people doubt it,
受苦的就是自己。
The person that's suffering is themselves.
无论我们做什么事情
，regardless of what we do,
当你遇到困难的时候
，when you meet up with difficulties,
不要怀疑
，don't doubt.
无论是你自己个人的事情
，whether or not it's your personal things,
你要找工作
，when you are looking for jobs,
你要建立家庭
，when you want to build a family,
你带领家人的信仰
，when you are building the faith of your family.
遇到困难，你不要怀疑
，when you face troubles, don't doubt.
两个字，靠神。
Two things rely upon God.
我就是去莫斯科。
This time when I went to Moscow,
也认识了很多弟兄姐妹。
I also got to know a lot of brothers and sisters.
莫斯科教会建立起来也很不容易。
The establishment of Moscow Church was quite difficult.
因为一开始是没有真教会在那边的。
Because at first there's no true church there.
1995年。
1995.
我们的传道工人被派去那边开拓。
Our preachers were sent there to develop.
在很艰难的环境当中啊。把教会建立起来。
In very difficult of circumstances, the church was established.
他们是去别人的华人教会那边传福音，把人拉过来的。
They went to preach in other Chinese churches and converted the members there.
哇，一开始征战很大。
At first, there's a lot of tribulations.
有几个慕道者得了圣灵。
Some true seekers received the Holy Spirit.
教会就是这样子开始的。
And that's how the church was established.
外教会的华人牧师还非常的不满。
The preachers from outside churches, they were not happy with us.
知道这几个人进了真耶稣教会。
They knew that these people went to True Jesus Church.
长老啊，牧师啊，都来访问他们。
All the elders and pastors went to visit those members.
劝他们。
To persuade them.
说你们不要离开啊。
Don't depart, they say.
还说我们很多不好的东西。
They also say a lot of bad things towards our church.
最好笑的就是他们要来赶鬼。
And the most funny part is they try to come to cast out demons.
他们说我们得了圣灵，说灵也是鬼。
They say that we receive the Holy Spirit speaking in tongue, we are possessed by devil.
很感谢神，我们早期的这几个最早相信的信心很坚固。
But really thank God, those first few believers, their faith is very firm.
说你在赶什么？
So they ask, what are you trying to cast out?
我们很正常。
We are very normal.
我们是得了圣灵。
We receive the Holy Spirit.
跟圣经说的一模一样。
This is the same as what it is recorded in the Bible.
他们在赶鬼，我们的信徒也是祷告。
So when they tried to cast out demons, our members also prayed.
哇，我们的信徒用灵言祷告。
Our members pray in the Holy Spirit.
很有力量。
Very powerful.
那些牧师长老没有办法，就摸摸鼻子就走了。
And then all these pastors and elders, they went away.
哇，经历了很大的征战。
So they went through a lot of tribulations.
教会从几个人到十几个人。
And so the church grew from few people to a dozen people,
到了几十人,
and to tens of people.
这样建立起来了。
And that's how it grew.
他们在曾经换了十几个聚会点。
They changed and swapped locations more than 10 times.
因为一开始没有会堂嘛。
Because at first they don't have a chapel.
他们在旅馆也租过。
They also rented in hotels.
信徒的家也租过。
They also went to a member's household.
十几年来换了十几个点，差不多每年都在换地方。
More than 10 years, they went over more than 10 places, almost switch a location every year.
但是他们知道，神的家要发展是需要一个地方。
But they understood that the house of God need to find a place for it.
虽然他们人不是很多。
Although they don't have a lot of people.
只有那个时候有大概七八十个人。
At that time, there's probably 70 or 80 people.
那个时候也经济也不好。
At that time, the economy was not good.
也是卢布也大贬值。
And that the currency is also deflated.
但是他们想要买一个会堂。
But they want to purchase a church.
那怎么买呢？没什么钱。
How can they purchase? They don't have money.
就靠神。
They trust in God.
弟兄姐妹有多少了？就先集合起来。
So all the brothers and sisters, whatever they have, they gather it together.
只有十几万美金。
Probably tens of hundreds of thousands of US dollars.
十几万美金能买什么？
What can you purchase with these amount of money?
很少钱。
Very few, very little money.
相信神会预备。
But they believe that God will prepare.
后来看完在郊外看到一栋很大的住宅。
And later on in the rural area, they saw a very big house.
更奇妙的是这个住宅呢的边边连在一起的是一个室内网球场。
What miraculous is beside that house, within that, beside that house, connected is an indoor tennis court.
那个东主啊，大概是很喜欢打网球啊。
Maybe the landlord is likes to play tennis.
冬天在里面都可以打。
Even you can play tennis indoor in winter time.
房子住的地方不是很大，但是那个网球场很大。
So the house itself is not that big, but that tennis court is big.
40万美金。
So $400,000.
那是六年前的事情。
That's 6 years ago.
哇，他们看到40万美金可以买到那么好的房子。
So they see that $400,000 you can buy such a good house.
但是自己只有十几万。
But they only have hundreds of thousands.
没关系，祷告。
So they just prayed.
靠神。
Trusting God.
也告诉国际的弟兄姐妹。
They also send out a note internationally to the brothers and sisters.
这个很奇妙，很快，你一通知大家帮忙祷告关心，一下子就40万就筹够了。
Very miraculously, when this is announced, when you prayed, then $400,000 were immediately gathered.
那个房子都买下来，就聚会点了。
And they brought that house, and that became a place of worship.
里面真的很大。
It's very big inside.
我第一次去到用网球场改建的成为的会堂。
So the first time I see a church modified from an indoor tennis court.
那个会堂很长啊，比我们从后面到门还长差不多一半。
So that place is huge. That tennis court is even greater than what we have here.
比我们的长度还多一半以上。
It's 1.5 times of our length.
里面起码可以，如果椅子填满的话，可以坐200个人。
If the pews are filled, you can see at least 200.
哇，神的太奇妙的带领。
So that's the guidance, wonderful guidance of God.
又有宿舍，又连这个房子，在外面吃饭啊、聚会啊、居住啊都可以。
So you also have a resident two houses attached here, you can cook and live there.
这是他们在关键的时候。
This is when in the most pivotal time.
啊，他们有信心靠着主。
They have faith and trust in God.
就得到神的恩典。
And they receive the blessing of God.
他们说几年而已，这个房子现在起码涨一倍以上。
So just a couple of years, the church, the value of the church grew twofold.
现在没有八九十万、一百万买不到。
So now the household at least $800,000 or even $1 million.
所以遇到困难不用犹豫。
So when you have faced troubles, don't doubt.
我们要想啊，神带了那么多步啊，到最后一步会不会不带？
We have to remember that if God has led us for so many steps already, would He finish the last step?
不会的。
He wouldn't.
如果头几步都有带领。
If the first step, few steps, there is the guidance of God.
你走到最后也一定有带领了。
Then even to the last step, there is the guidance of God.
所以我们靠着神。
So we're trusting God.
最后一点。
The last point.
在遇到机会的时候，不要犹豫。
When we're faced with opportunities, don't doubt.
机会很重要，机会不常常出现。
The opportunities are very important and they don't come very often.
你做什么事情要成功啊，要机会。
Whatever, whenever you need something to be successful, you need to have the opportunity.
我们来看传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
第十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 11.
传道书九章十一节。
Chapter 9 verse 11.
九章十一节。
9:11.
我要转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得制裁，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
凡事没有绝对的。
So there's nothing that's absolute.
跑在最前面那个不一定会赢。
The one that who ran to the front of the race, he might not necessarily win.
如果他最后几步跌倒了，那么他就变最后一个了。
If he fell down in the last few steps, then he'll become the last place.
你慢慢跑，跟着后面有机会就超前了，你就赢了。
If you follow through, even though you're last place, but when you see opportunity, you run ahead and you won.
所以什么叫神的祝福？
So what is the blessing of God?
我们想想这个观念，什么叫神的祝福？
Why do you think about this? What is the blessing of God?
神不会直接从天上打开天窗丢一块钱给你。
God will not just open the heaven and give you these monies.
但是神会给你赚钱的机会。
But God give you the opportunity to make money.
神不会直接给你东西的，但是会给你机会得到这个东西。
God will not just give you these things, but God will give you the opportunities to obtain these things.
神不会直接告诉你你要跟谁结婚。
God will not directly tell you who you will marry.
但是神会让你遇到机会，碰到有可能是对的人。
But God give you the opportunity so that you might find the right person.
这个就是神的祝福。
That is the blessing of God.
神的祝福往往是以机会出现的。
God's blessing comes to you as an opportunity.
但是有时候人常常看不到机会。
But sometimes we do not see the opportunity.
他看到是困难，哇，这个很困难啊。
Sometimes we see the trouble that this is difficult.
会被错，我会被做错误的决定啊。
Would I make the wrong, the bad decision?
最好的决定就是不要做决定。
The best decision is not to make any decision.
很安全嘛，起码不会错嘛啊。
It's very safe that at least I won't go wrong.
你这样想，你就失去了机会了。
And when you think of this, then you lose the opportunity.
像年轻人要结婚。
For example, when the younger generation want to get married,
我们常常都说没有人了，没有人了。
Sometimes we say there's nobody, there's nobody.
不是没有人。
Not that there's nobody.
是要想你自己。
You have to think about yourself.
你自己的想法。
You have to reflect upon your thoughts.
你的观念。
See your concept.
所以要抓有机会来的时候抓住机会。
You have to see the opportunity and grab the opportunity.
不要犹疑。
Don't doubt.
我们常常讲以撒式的婚姻
Sometimes we often talk about the marriage of Isaac.
还有以撒跟利百加的婚姻是被介绍的。
The marriage of Isaac and Rebecca, they were introduced.
老仆人被亚伯拉罕差遣去到回他的家乡，去找一个太太给他的主人的儿子。
The old servant was sent by the master to seek a wife from their homeland.
找到利百加了。
He found Rebecca.
老仆人也说明来意了。
And the old servant explained his purpose of coming.
那这个拉班呢，跟比土拉 这是这个女生的舅舅啊，跟爸爸都这样讲了。
And Laban,
哥哥啊，跟爸爸就这样讲。
The brother and the father of Rebecca said.
我们看创世纪的二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis 24.
创世纪的二十四章。
Genesis 24.
五十六节。
56.
创世纪二十四章五十六节。
24:56.
24章五十六节。
Chapter 24:56。
仆人说：“耶和华既然都赐给我通达的道路了，你们不要单言我，请打发我走回去我主人那里去吧。”
56. And he said to them, "Do not hinder me, since the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away so that I may go to my master."
那个时候老仆人很急啊。
So this old servant, he's really stressed.
因为事情都谈好了。
Because everything is all talked through.
已经确定是利百加是他要找的对象。
He already know that Rebecca is the one.
就带回去给以撒的。
Now I just need to bring her back to Isaac.
但是对方又不是很急。
And the other parties, they don't feel any urgency.
留了一天给他们吃饭呢。
They spend a time for them to eat.
本来以为吃完饭明天就可以走了。
He thought that after they eat for that, they could go the next day.
但是呢，利百加的哥哥这个拉班呢，又说了。
Now the brother of Rebecca said,
哎呀，不要那么快，再住几天嘛。
He said that just stay for a few days.
至少住过几天。你看五十五节，至少住过十天。
And verse 55 says at least 10.
哇，这个老仆人都急起来了，还住十天了，得了？等一下改变主意怎么办
？So the old servant feels very urgent that what if they change their mind?
他就说了，神都已经给我开那么好的道路了，都那么顺了，你在最后你就不要挡我了。
So he said that if God has already prospered my way, don't hinder me.
赶快打发我走了，回去要交差了。
Just send me away,
把人带回去啊。
So that I can bring her back.
这个拉班呢，这个他们就说了。
So Laban and them said.
好了，你自己问问一下女生怎么说了。
So just call the young woman and ask her.
我们看五十八节。
58.
就叫了利百加来问他说：“你和这人同妻吗
？”58. They called Rebecca and said to her, "Will you go with this man?"
关键的时候来了。
So now that's the pivotal moment.
也是关键的问题，也要关键的答案。
So the pivotal question with pivotal answer.
如果这个时候利百加又怎么说？不知道耶，不是很确定。
So now if Rebecca says, "I don't know,"
对方有没有钱啊
？Is that person rich?
我过去那边要不要每天洗碗啊？
When I go there, do I need to wash dishes every day?
那边有没有得 shopping 呢？
Would I be able to shop?
想一想。
He thought, she thought.
本小姐还年轻。
I'm still young.
不要那么早做决定嘛。
I don't need to make decisions right away.
听起来是不是很熟？
Does that sound familiar to you?
人生那么美好，为什么那么早结婚
？The life so good. Why do I want to marry early?
你来要我，本小姐就要嫁。
When you ask, do I have to just agree?
如果人的想法就会这样。
If that's the will of a man, then that's what they usually think.
但是利百加一句话。
But Rebecca just answered one phrase.
两个字。
She just said this phrase.
她说什么
？What did she say?
我去。
She said, "I will go."
这就是把握机会。
That is grabbing onto opportunity.
有什么好犹豫的
？What are you waiting for?
神的带领都那么明显了。
God's guidance is already so obvious.
还要想那么多
？Why are you thinking so much?
去。
I go.
就是说，本小姐要嫁了，现在你们不要再啰啰嗦嗦。
So I just will go.
不要留我十天了，我现在就要去嫁。
You don't need to
一点不害羞的。
So she's not shy. She doesn't want to stay another 10 days.
没有说我不好意思，你帮我讲。
So did she not say that I feel shy? Maybe you can say yes for me.
她把握了她人生一个神赐给她非常重要的机会。
She grabbed onto the opportunity that's very important. That's from God.
这个她的人生从此改写。
And from this point onward, her life is changed.
从她生出雅各
，and from
以撒，以撒
from her, she gave birth to Jacob and Esau.
成为十二族支派民族以色列民族的先祖之一。
And Jacob became one of the ancestors of the.
利百加。
And Rebecca becomes one of the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israelites.
夫妻不是很大吗？
Isn't that great blessing?
机会来的时候，你不要犹豫。
So when opportunity comes, don't doubt.
该嫁的时候就要嫁。
When you need to give in to marriage,
该娶的时候就勇敢的去娶。
When you need to be married, be married.
该做什么的时候就做什么。
When you need to do something, do it.
那神的福气就会来。
Then God's blessing will come.
所以我们这一次学习到，你是否三心两意呢？
So this time we learn about, are you double-minded?
你要得神祝福。
If you want to receive the blessing of God,
不要伤心难移。
Then don't be double-minded.
441首。
Let's sing hymn 441.